In the middle of nowhere, along a quiet stretch of road, the diner dreamt of the hungry dead and of two men. Well, not men exactly. Earl bounced in his seat as the pickup quaked. His beer slipped and settled in his lap. He grunted curses as he snatched up the can too late to prevent a yellow puddle around his groin.
Hell, Duke! You gotta hit every goddamn hole in the road?
Duke shrugged and offered a mumbled apology.
Yeah, well, just try and watch it.
Earl reached into the pool of empty beers.
Damn it, Duke! If that's the last beer, I'm gonna have to kick your ass!
Like Arthur with Excalibur, he withdrew a full beer.
You got lucky.
He popped it open and gulped down half its contents. Duke grunted.
How we doing on gas? Asked Earl.
We got enough.
How much we got?
Enough.
Damn it, Duke, can't you just answer a goddamn question?
Duke took a moment to lean out his window and spit.
We got enough, Earl.
The rusty gray truck bounced down the dusty road, more of a dirt trail, really. Worn shocks were helpless against the rocky, hole-ridden roadway, and with each jolt, the engine rattled as if it might rip free. The tape player didn't work, something the passengers had learned at the cost of a Hank Williams Jr. cassette. Spools of black tape hung from the radio's jaws, the inevitable end of an unsuccessful rescue attempt. The passengers rode in silence with only the clatter of 76 empty beer cans to fill the quiet. 76 was the exact number of tall boys that can fit in the front seat before space limitations demanded a transfer to the bed. The vehicle was an unlikely means of transport for the Earl of Vampires and the Duke of Werewolves. But for a vampire who happened to be named Earl and a werewolf who liked to be called Duke, it was perfectly acceptable. Truth be told, they had called on much worse when the occasion demanded it.
We got like 30 more miles to the nearest station, you know.
Earl glanced at the fuel gauge. It trembled on empty.
Shit, should've filled up at the last place, I told you, didn't I?
He contented himself by tossing dirty looks Duke's way the next few minutes. The vampire was a stringy fellow. Pale, as one would expect, with an overbite, a large nose, and a ridiculously unsuccessful comb-over. The werewolf was large and hairy, even in his current man form. His monstrous gut barely managed to squeeze behind the steering wheel. A green baseball cap tried, and failed miserably, to contain the thick mane of dark brown hair atop his head. He had never been able to grow a beard, but a permanent 5 o'clock shadow covered his face. Earl wore threadbare overalls that were at least as old as he was, which, for the record, was much older than he looked, but still not all that old for a vampire. Duke wore denim jeans, a leather jacket, and a t-shirt emblazoned with the slogan, "No Fat Chicks."
Next chance we get, Duke, we should get some new tires, too.
Tires are fine.
This one's ready to blow.
No, it ain't.
What the fuck do you know about tires, dipshit?
I know it ain't gonna blow.
Well, fine, but when it does, you're changing it.
Fine.
Duke didn't bother to point out the truck was currently riding on its spare. Rattling quiet fell on the cab once again. It lasted through the next half hour. The pickup's working headlight cut through the darkness of a cloudy night and sliver of a moon. The occasional forlorn mailbox or animal carcass marked the otherwise unremarkable miles. Finally, a beacon of shimmering neon dared pierce the dark. It was a 10-foot sign beside a bunker of concrete. The sign read, "Gill's All Night Diner." Duke pulled off.
"I'm hungry,"
he explained before Earl could set about busting his balls.
Earl set about to busting anyway. "You could have ate earlier. I told you to get something earlier."
"Wasn't hungry then."
Duke tugged the brim of his cap so that it nearly covered his eyes as he pulled his girth free of the driver's seat. The pickup suspension groaned as the truck rose 3 inches.
You could have got a sandwich. That's your problem. You never think ahead. You're always living in the now. You've got one of them there reactive minds.
Duke cursed the day Earl had gotten his hands on a dog-eared copy of Dianetics. The werewolf stopped to sniff the air.
Now what? Earl asked.
Nothing. He tilted his head. Thought I smelt something for a minute there.
What? What'd you think you smell?
Zombies.
Jesus, Duke, there ain't nothing for 100 miles. Where the hell would zombies come from?
Over there.
Duke jerked his thumb over his shoulder as he entered the diner. As if on cue, the dust raised by the pickup's arrival settled, revealing a small cemetery.